For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Call 877-CARS-4KIDS today or donate online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K.
We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Who sings in Spanish? Who is it?
This is Phil Collins. Genesis?
Yes. Yeah. I allow that.
Yes.
I wish Genesis would get that tour going before they die.
Yeah. You're saying it. Oh, that's not happening.
Yeah. Well, remember he was going to tour and sit down?
Yeah, he is. I think that's Phil Collins, though. Is that Genesis?
Yeah, but he was going to go out with Genesis. I heard you reported it here on news.
I don't know. I don't listen to myself.
No, it's so funny because you did it in the news, then I saw it on TV, and I came back and said, I heard Genesis, and you were like, yeah, idiot, I just did it on news last week, and now you forgot it.
Well, that's been how long now, though? You did it the next day.
That's true.
You know what I found out? By talking to our College of Rock Knowledge down the way there, Fisher, I said, it's pretty cool because he does Eagle. And I said, oh, pretty cool. Journey and Billy Idol and Toto coming. And he goes, no. He goes, Billy Idol's on the first leg. Toto's on the second. So it's Journey and Toto. Still cool.
Yeah.
But Billy Idol's great.
It was like when I told you John Fogerty had Cheap Trick and somebody else.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, wait.
Real jerk.
John Fogerty and some girl I've never heard of before. I would go to John Fogerty. I'll tell you. Mark Zuckerberg has one thing right. If you're telling me Fogerty's in concert tonight and I could just go in my bed and put my Oculus on and watch it, I'd be very happy.
Hell
with
yeah.
That. I just don't want to go through all the trouble, the other trouble that goes with
right,
it.
Right, right.
You know, although I am itching to go to a rock show. I haven't seen like a Metallica was playing here, I would go see that. And then I thought, how much, now I know why those guys lose it. If I had to do that every night for like 3 years in a row, or even if it was every other night, I'd be out of my mind. I remember when Van Halen came back with David Lee Roth, they were just playing weekends. They were doing Fridays and Saturdays around the country, and I thought, well, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
That's not so bad. You just work 2 days a week, but that would really drain me after a while. Certainly, it's not digging ditches or roofing houses and all that other
stuff.
It's
a lot, though. I mean, it wears on you and stuff, but yeah, also, you know. I'm sure there's plenty of people who are like, oh, really? Is it hard to be up there with your friends playing rock music and everybody adores you and you're making millions of dollars? Because
no,
I have to wake up tomorrow and it's going to be 30 degrees and I'm going to have to dig holes all day.
It's worse if you're in a band. If you start a band and the idea is to get drunk and get BJs after the show, you're like, best job ever. But then if you like settle down and you're married and you're not getting the BJs and after a while the drinking becomes too much, now you're just standing there playing. And it's just, there's nothing to look forward to when it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm looking on Polestar right now. You were saying I'm looking for a rock show. This is one thing that I cannot believe that is coming, that is going to be happening here in Tampa. Evanescence at the Amalie Arena.
Oh, with who?
It's on a Tuesday. With Hailstorm, who's very good but not huge popular.
Is that like a 90-year rock show?
Maybe. I don't know, but it's like two female.
No, that's big. I think Hailstorm, and that's big enough, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, Hailstorm's pretty big.
Hailstorm,
you know it's 2021, right?
I don't even know Hailstorm.
Yeah, Hailstorm is a great band. They're very good, and the singer is an awesome, hot chick that sings, and she's a rocker for sure. But I don't know. I don't think those two. But it's on a Tuesday, so maybe they're like, yeah, we'll just do it on Tuesday.
Like, those two bands are not going to play a small club. They only play arenas.
No.
I would see them at the Mojave Theater.
I saw last time, well, I didn't see Evanescence, but Rival Sons opened for Evanescence, and it was at the Straz.
That seems about more of their speed, like the 2000s here.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see them putting 20,000 people.
No.
But I think with both bands, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so, man, because Hailstorm, I would say, is still playing, like, just above clubs.
Maybe, but I know Evanescence is still pretty
Evanescence
huge.
Has one song.
They have one song. They're not huge. They haven't been around for like 10 years.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying the average person I guarantee my wife has never heard of either one of those bands. My son's never heard of either one of those bands. I know them both. Hailstorm was supposed to play my St. Patrick's Day party on Dale Mabry at the Bennigan's before I got fired.
That's awesome.
Oh, we had this whole big thing planned, then I got fired like 3 weeks before. I was like, well, that's probably not going to work out.
I think you're underestimating Evanescence.
I'm telling you, name two songs Evanescence has.
Bring Me to Life.
That's the one.
My Sorrow, I think it's called.
No, you don't even know the name of it.
Well, I'm not an Evanescence fan, but right. I did rock radio for a long time, and I know how huge they are.
Yeah,
but,
maybe.
And like, the fan base doesn't just go away.
Word.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Like, think about bands that were like so huge. Now you could like
nobody still likes Limp Bizkit.
Ja Rule is, Ja Rule was playing Janis when he was playing. A couple years before he was playing the Amalie Arena. Like those sort of things.
But that's the thing. When you combine two bands like that,
right?
You're
but
it's in.
When you combine two bands that have a huge following, that's probably the same following for both bands. Like if you like Evanescence, you probably like Hellstorm.
But yeah. But it's also not like Amalie Arena's 80,000 people.
Call us up right now and tell us. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. This is like an old-timey radio show. Like, we just started all that argument. Let's go to the phone line.
Right.
No, well, but seriously, if you're somebody who heard that and was like, I'm going to go to that Evanescence Hailstorm show, and your name is not Medicine Man, call us up right now.
So here is the thing that I'm looking at is some of their other tour dates. They're playing in Denver at the Belco Theater. So that's a theater. Then they're in Houston, Texas at 713 Music Hall. Then they come to Amalie Arena, which is huge, I think.
I wonder
then
if
another arena in Nashville, Bridgestone Arena.
I wonder if it's a half the arena, or I wonder if it's lower bowl only.
It's got to be. Then they play in Minneapolis at the Armory.
You got to imagine that Amalie Arena is probably hurting concert-wise because of the pandemic. That they're we'll take it. We'll throw it in the bottom and, just do it that way. I love, when bands play Madison Square Garden's side stage room, and they're always like, I'm playing the garden tonight.
No,
you're playing the theater in the garden. There's a big difference. Let's see. Hold on. Now, I'll start with Frank. Frank, you're on the Mike Calta show. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Yeah, now, it says up here, Frank, I like Evanescence. I'm saying, I understand that. I'm not saying people don't like them. Would you go see them at Amalie Arena?
Not only am I going to see them, but I'm going to pay the extra money to go see them behind stage.
What do you mean?
VIP area.
Oh, I didn't know there was a VIP area.
The meet and greet.
The meet and greet and all that. I've done it every time they've come to Tampa because it's so not often that they get to come to Tampa or even the Florida area to where I'm able to go see them.
When you do see them, how many people are there?
It's packed every time.
But at a theater or at Amalie Arena? Like, where have you seen them that's got the most people?
I went to the amphitheater, and it was packed, field and seats were all completely filled.
Wow. Okay. Hey, we could be wrong. All right. Well, enjoy your meet and greet, creep. I'm kidding, Frank. I'm kidding. Let's go to James. James, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta show.
Good morning, Mike. Evanescence certainly is in the same genre as Genesis, but they sold out up in Philadelphia, and they haven't toured since 2008.
Who?
Genesis?
Genesis.
Yeah, they're Genesis.
Yeah they're going to sell out. They're supposed to tour again, is what we were saying, and that's what I would like to see before Phil Collins finally kicks over.
No, they are torn. I'm going to Philadelphia December 3rd.
Yeah. I'm just saying I don't know that they have a date down here. I would like to see them down here.
Oh, God, yeah. I would love for them to be here, but I haven't heard anything, and I thought, you know what, I'll go to Philly for sure. But I think you had mentioned that some bands, because they haven't toured in a while, probably wouldn't sell out. But I know in Philadelphia they did sell out.
Yeah, no, I say the opposite. Thank you for your call, sir. I think that the fact that Genesis hasn't toured together since 2008 or whatever it was, that they will definitely sell out. And also people know that this is probably the last time, not that they're going to die next year, but probably the last time that they're going to get on the road and go out for a big tour. Line 3, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Mike Calta?
I specifically said not Medicine Man, and then you called in like I said the opposite of that.
I know. I still call anyway. What the hell?
Thank you. You sound terrible.
No, I just got a little bit of a head cold, but I...
How long does a head cold last before you think it might be something serious?
It's nothing serious. It's my allergies. No.
You going to go to the doctor?
Hailstorm's going to be a kick-ass show.
Are you going to go to the doctor, I wonder?
No, what's going on?
I got to go to an allergist.
You're going to go to an allergist?
Yeah, I got allergies to things.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this could be... Every time you call, I feel like before you hang up, I should be like, hey, pal, just wanted to say thank you.
It's been good,
in case
man.
It's the yeah. last time we talk.
I'm going to miss Medicine Man when he's gone.
I'm going to miss you, too.
I really will. I mean that.
Oh, damn it. I'm not going to die yet, man. I'm just like...
Right. Nobody ever thinks they're going to die right at that point, and it just happens.
He's gone. Sorry. I was trying to do something. I hit the button on him. So Evanescence, they're playing these different places, and it seems very different because they just played at or they're playing in Arizona at the Federal Theater, 5,000 seats.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're even those two together. Right? They're not filling Emily Arena.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if they're going to sell out, but I think they're definitely going to pull enough to make it. A good show.
10,000?
Yeah, that's what I say. At the most, 10,000 between the two of them.
I mean, I'm not surprised they're playing arenas.
No.
They have been for
I am.
A decade.
I am.
But, yeah, but you boomers also were surprised Coldplay could fill a stadium.
They haven't filled a stadium. They have not.
But you were surprised they were even doing stadium.
I'm still surprised. I still think it's a bad gamble. If I'm a promoter, I am not taking that gamble.
By the way, 40-something, you can't call us boomers. Yeah. Limp Bizkit.
Gene Simmons is angry at anti-vaxxers and COVID deniers, and he says that they are the enemy, which is interesting because for the first time in a long time, I listened to Howard Stern yesterday, also old Jew. And he said the same thing. He was like, you people who aren't getting the vaccine are the problem, are the enemy. And he was like screaming at people to go there. And then he was trying to, I got to tell you, Jim Brown did it right when he retired. He was like, top of my game, I'm going out, boom, boom, boom. And people always remember me as one of the greatest. I listened to Howard yesterday, and it was just, for a guy who has loved him for so long, it was just sad to listen to. Mm. He was saying that he jokingly said last week on the show that he was going to have to run for president because he couldn't take the people that were there and blah, blah, blah. And then all of this TMZ and all these credible places put in that Howard Stern's going to make a run for president. And then he was like, I would never. And everybody's like, you could do it. And he was like, what? I should run? And I was like, this is the most contrived garbage I've heard in a long time. Robin's over there going, you should. You have to run for president. I was like, oh, Jesus. He would have no shot running for president whatsoever.
No way.
He brings nothing to the table.
Yeah. He's just grumpy old man now.
He really is.
He was great when he ran for governor of New York because New York didn't have the death penalty and they had a high crime rate and the streets were terribly rotted with potholes. And Howard Stern said, I will bring the electric chair to New York, I will electrocute the prisoners, and then I will take their remains and stuff the potholes with them. And I got to tell you, we were all ready to vote for him at that point. That was the greatest thing, and that was hilarious. But now, you know, Galvin said Oprah could run for president. I said never. And then Donald Trump became president. I'm like, Oprah could definitely be president.
Yeah.
I think even now Oprah would have a good run for president if she tried. But why would she try? Why would she bother? Why would you want to be involved? I mean, not that Trump didn't bring a lot of it on its own, but he's president, and now they're looking at arresting the people around him and his sons and his campaign manager, and all these people went to jail, and you're like, I don't want that. I ain't going into that.
I don't think Oprah would have that problem.
No, I don't think so either. It's not Trump, you know?
They're really.
But, I mean, the people who don't like Oprah.
Smash. Yeah.
Well, the people who didn't like Oprah,
though. It was a transitory point.
Mm-hmm.
The people who don't like Oprah would be gunning for Oprah.
Yeah.
So anything she did, they'd be like, oh, Oprah did this, put her in jail. You know?
Well, I think people would have more of an easy time going, ah, it's Oprah. But you do anything with Trump and, you know, the world's on fire.
Yeah.
I'm still holding out for President Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson. Yes. Yeah, Dewey, yeah. President Dewey.
I would say Amy Lee from Evanescence.
She's busy on tour.
She couldn't even fill an arena.
By the way, Tool, Wednesday, February 9th, Amalie Arena, definitely sell it out. Tool.
Sell it out. We'll fill it. Won't sell it out.
Sell it out.
No, I think I'll sell take it
that
out
action.
Too.
I'll take that action for both.
I'll take that action.
Right.
I'm not a huge fan. Like, I like some of their stuff, whatever, but they have
huge fans.
Yeah, huge following.
Their fans like travel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Will fill, not sold out, taking action.
Like the Tool fans will go to like the Tampa date, the Miami date, and the Pensacola date.
Yeah. Well,
couple
you never
people,
see it again.
Yeah.
This guy said Evanescence and Hailstorm performed at the 98 Rock Fest, and they killed it. That said, they're a mid-tier act. This guy
also
says,
what year did they do that?
Right. This guy says Lizzie Hale, so hot, want to touch the hiney. I agree. Evanescence, blah, blah, blah. He said, large following, more than you believe. 16-year-old girls love them both. Yeah, yeah, back in 2000, those 16-year-old girls now are 37 years old.
Hailstorm has songs on the radio
right now. I'm talking about Evanescence.
Oh, Evanescence, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They might have a new album. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think they do.
I'm still going to go. I'm going to take action on Tool not selling out and this thing not doing more than 12,000 people.
Dude, I saw Green Day there because somebody opened for them. It was the Kaiser Chiefs. And my wife liked them. They didn't even sell out.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
Amalie Arena.
But even 12,000, there's no other venue that holds 12,000 people that's not the arena. That's why.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
because the Straz is like 5,000.
12,000 and 18,000 seater is not full. That's
right. A good crowd. Would you rather sell out a 7,000 seater, or would you rather not sell out the arena? I get it. You're still putting more 5,000 more people in there.
Right.
And that's more money for you.
You do either 5,000 of the Straz and you sell it out,
but
or
it makes you look cooler.
You do double at the arena.
Sold out, bro. I'm playing this guy's bedroom. We sold it out.
I just couldn't think of anything worse than going to sit in that concert and listen to
Evanescence.
4 hours of women singing. that isn't Heart. Rich, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. What's up, Rich?
Hey, good morning, Mike. I'd actually argue that if Amy just came solo without Evanescence, they would probably bring more people because of the success she's had teaming up with other lead singers of that genre.
But she is the band, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Nobody knows anybody else in that band. She's the band, and it, for all I know, it's seven new guys in the band. You know what I mean?
I feel like she kicked a bunch of guys out of the band at one point.
Yeah. Yeah, because the only song I know is Bring Me to Life, and then that one that she did with Dude from Seether. You know what I mean? And that was pretty much it.
Correct. She's done a good song with Ollie, Bring Me the Horizon, as well. But, yeah, I mean, I think she's had a bigger career outside of her band.
So she can only do songs with other guys. Like, she did the Bring Me to Life was with the dude from 13 Stone or whatever, and then the one with Seether. She can't write stuff on her own.
Or, no, I know. Yeah, I agree. All right, guys.
Thanks.
Good morning.
I like to point out, I don't think Lizzie Hale is hot either.
Oh, she is.
I'm looking at her right now.
I'll tell you right now, she cut her hair short and got a little chubby for a while, but then I think she's back to being hot. Or at least she was hot. Let me put it to you that way.
I
haven't seen her recently.
Yeah.
So. But also her up there rocking out and singing and bleeding on her flying V and stuff. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, she's not as good as that Brass Against chick.
Oh, man, that was intense.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Lizzie Hale decides to drop one up there. I'd watch it. I'm
Mama
just saying.
Mia.
Oh, I'm looking at Polestar. You got some good stuff coming up.
What do you got?
Buck Cherry's going to be over at Ferg. Steve Vai is going to be at the Capitol Theater. Tower of Power at the Capitol Theater. I like that.
I would like to interview Steve Vai.
Yeah, totally.
He'd be good to talk. He's a weirdo.
Oh, look at this. The Strawberry Festival. Boys to Men.
Yeah.
Wait a second. What?
The Strawberry Festival's got a strong lineup.
The Beach Boys?
Including Bobby Bones. It's got the Beach Boys. It's got there's a lot of good bands. Sammy Hagar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be a solid lineup for the Strawberry Festival.
Nice. I like it.
All right, let us take a break. Our phone numbers, if you want to get through, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. You'll have an opportunity to win some tickets to the Monday Night Football tailgate. The only way you can get them, I'd like to just say this loud and clear, the only way you can get them is to win them.
Right.
Like now when we come back, we're going to do a little contest.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe to go to theboneonline.com and register to win them.
Yes.
That would also be a way.
Right.
And then not just on this show, but on the entire station, they're giving them away during the day.
Right. What is the other way, Gio?
I tell people to call Carmen.
Yes.
Or call Carmen.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
I cannot give them away.
Or send her direct messages.
Yeah, let's not DM me. Let's not DM me on Twitter or on Instagram. That's not going to get it. It's not because I don't like you, and it's not because I don't want to help you. It's just everybody's doing it, so I don't know what you expect me to do. Hey, I'm trying to win. You're not. You're trying to DM me to get tickets. We will give them away when we come back. If you don't want those, we have plenty of other things to choose from. We'll play a game when we come back. Maybe a little redneck bingo?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. And we do have other stuff. Carmen will tell you when we come back what else you have to choose from if you choose not to go to the tailgate party. It is the Mike Calta Show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.